Hey, listeners. You know this is. You know what this is. Thanks for listening, all two of you. Things have been going southward really quickly lately. I don't like to bring too much. I mean, I have in the past brought a lot of shit into the light that should have stayed in the shadows. No pun intended there. And my personal life became rather public. I've tried to curtail that substantially. But I haven't made any sort of secret about how sick I get and how frequently that happens. And when that does happen, it's pretty brutal, and I tend to regress, and I get very needy, so I reach out, and, you know, it's fine if people don't want to be there, that, you know, they just need to say that, but when people keep responding, to me, that's tacit consent. You know, if they really didn't want to lend an ear or whatever, they should be perfectly within their rights to say so. And I'd like to think that I would accept it. Because I've certainly done it before. So I made the mistake of becoming. I don't want to reveal too much because it's not my privacy, not only my privacy that I'm concerned with, it involves another person, but some things happened and I don't know how private any of that is if that person has mentioned it to anyone. It's messed me up quite a bit because I got caught in a place where you're starting to feel something for someone, and it feels great, and it feels wonderful. But then there's also the thought that I needed to start considering disclosing a little bit more, which I tend to keep under my hat, close to the vest, whatever you want to say. You know, it's the sort of thing that I don't divulge publicly. It's the sort of thing that I only mention when it becomes pertinent to whatever's happening. And it really snuck up on me. The point at which it might have been wiser to disclose that versus when it was disclosed. And that may or may not be an error in judgment. It may or may not just be something that the other person isn't able to accept, and that's well within what, you know, I shouldn't even need to say that it's within their rights, because that's just how fundamental it is. Nobody has to be comfortable with someone else's situation. With regard to what was said afterward, who cares? People will make of it what they will. I don't even know if it's being discussed in any sort of messages or private place, but it really feels like it because people with whom I was having a rapport suddenly, they're not even reading my messages on Kick, certainly not responding to anything that I've sent, and it started to form a pattern, and it's all right if people feel the need to dissociate from me because, you know, I'm not everybody's cup. I'd just like to know that they are and why. Because if there's some sort of glaring flaw about me, maybe I can't see it because I'm lying to myself. Maybe I just don't realize it because I'm insensitive and self-centered. I don't know. The thing is that I don't know what it is exactly, if it's related to that big emotional mess that I went through also. It was two people in that, you know. So if it is that, which I hope it's not, I hope it's some other idiotic behavior I engaged in when I was deep, deep, deep in depression and very, very sick. I had high fever, could barely breathe. I'm still having trouble breathing. I don't know if you can hear it now, but my heart's kind of racing from... And let's see what... We got a text message. Let's just... We're doing this live, so... Oh. It's prescription, National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, apparently. Well, that's good to know. So we've got... National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday. So... Yeah. In case anyone wanted to get rid of some... old prescription drugs that are lying around. As I know, I certainly have some. But anyway, getting back to... I've made no secret about the fact that I am aware of the fact that I am horribly flawed as a human being. I wouldn't say that I have the distinction of being the most flawed person that I know, but I certainly do not have it together. Living with mental illness is very difficult. It's not just the depression. The depression is the tip of the iceberg. There are other things going on that only one person who might even just maybe be listening. Only one person on GWA, as far as I can remember. No, well, one person isn't on GWA so much anymore. But I've told two people on GWA, I've got into almost total disclosure with them. And that's to do with the nature of the relationship. You know, I don't just, you know, it's like, oh, I'm starting to feel something for somebody. And just, there are my guts all in front of the person. You know, I have to hold back and do it in stages. And... with this person, it's just like, wow. Because, you know, and I don't, it's not like I harbor any resentment toward this person, regardless of how this person feels about me. I totally understand why this person would feel that way. Okay. So, I'm not vilifying, I'm not holding anything against this person. I'm just saying that I have a different perspective on it. I have to live with these things and decide when and who to tell. So now if this ghosting that is occurring, because I have been blocked on Facebook as well by one person that I really trusted. So whatever I did must have been horrible to warrant that. And I'm trying to search my memory, and it's just, it's not coming through. And I'm sure that I'm going to feel like a total idiot when somebody points it out to me and says, hey, well, you did this. And I'm like, oh, shit, well, that explains it. You know, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on anyone. You know, people need to protect themselves from things and people they perceive as threats. And... it's hard not to take it personally because it hurts. It really does. It hurts on an emotional level and, you know, this personal level that, you know, there's something about me that another person finds so unsavory that they have to just completely cut ties with me and not even explain why. You know, when things were going, seemed to be going in quite the opposite direction. So... I don't know. At this point, I would be surprised if more than three people even listen to this audio. And that's how I've just... I mean, that's pretty much how I've always operated it anyway, is just with the understanding that my audience is very small. I don't ever do anything for broad appeal. When I do requests, I'm doing it specifically for the person who requested it, not to introduce people to something new, although that may happen, unless that's what someone requested. It's like, oh, write something about someone being introduced to something new. Fine, I can do it. I've been trying not to cough the whole time. But it's just, you know, with all these emotional issues that have been going on, adding to, you know, and I'm starting to come out from under it, and then this unexplained thing, because, you know, it's more than one person. You know, one person is, you know, an outlier, two is an aberration, and three is where you start to get a pattern. I think that's how it goes. But basically, you need three to establish a pattern. Although, because two is just a coincidence, one is a freak occurrence. But it's definitely more than three. So something happened, and there's this dark spot somewhere in the past week that is just, well, the whole past week is just one big black blur. Well, not black, but kind of grayish blur. Being as sick as I was and having to go to a conference and try to assimilate information and also trying to do things for my business and I'm trying to do so much right now, but not being in any kind of condition to do so. And perhaps it was my mistake to try to socialize during that time. But when I get that way, I revert back to puppyhood and I get lonely. So I reach out to people. I try to talk to people, but I guess I'm just stabbing in the dark. I guess I was just too needy, and people are like, oh, he's just needy, he's using people. Well, no, once I get better, I'm here to do all that and more. People should know that I like to do requests, and I like to do them quickly because I like to help people out. And if people should choose to speak to me, then I will listen. It's just that people have been choosing not to come to me. And so it's like I have no contact with people unless I reach out to them. So I don't know. And then when it's, you know, hours, like, okay, well, they're busy. And then a day, it's like, oh, okay. And then 2 days, and they're doing, you know, they're doing other stuff and interacting with other people. It's like, okay, that I'm guessing that means they probably don't want to talk to me. Which, fine, there's nothing that obligates anyone to speak with anyone else. I just think that for the sake of where people have been, that when they part ways, they should at least acknowledge the other person and say, you know, this happened, and so it means I'm going to have to distance myself from you. And so there. I mean, of course, I personally would go on to say, you know, this has been emotionally devastating for me, and it's just, I can't handle it. But it usually doesn't get to the point where I have to say that I am withdrawing. And, you know, and I hate it when people say, well, I'm not going to leave, I'm not going to abandon you. That's not a promise that you should make, because it may become necessary for you to abandon me because of whatever I'm going through and its effect on you. And as much as it hurts, as much as I don't like the way it makes me feel, I on a certain level, somewhere far away from the pain and the sickness and the depression. I understand it. I understand that people have their lives and they need to get on with their lives. So, you know, okay. But it's just, for me, this whole not knowing, I fill in with these horrible, they're filling the blanks with these horrible thoughts. Excuse me. Horrible thoughts about what it may be. And maybe it's even worse than that. I don't know. It's just that I do have, okay, I'm just going to come out and be public about it. I do suffer from paranoia. Well, a type of, I have abandonment issues, neglect issues, due to childhood trauma, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into all of that because that's for when somebody gets really close. But I will say that it does have an effect on how I interact with the world. I'm very insecure. Having been abandoned by friends time and time again, whether that's because I push people away or because I'm just not interesting enough or I don't know, but it's hard not to get emotional while talking about this. But yes, I've had to deal with parental alienation. And the worst part is that it wasn't just because, you know, my parents were jerks. It was because of circumstances that they were enduring, which caused them to be distant emotionally. So when my mother tries to hug me now, because she's always loved me, she's always been affectionate, but there was a period in time where she had to be distant. She had to take care of things, and my father has just always been he was always guarded his entire life, all the way up until the end. You know, I was one of few people who could actually get through the armor to just get to the genuine person. And so when she wants to hug me, it just, I can't. And that's the worst feeling, because I know that that's what my mother wants more than anything else, is to be able to hug me and make me feel better. And that's what's fucked up, is, you know, my mom's there offering it now that she doesn't have to be pulled away like she was. And I'm looking for it from other people. You know, there was one person who was supposed to be that person, and that didn't work. Spent a lot of time just trying to make it work, but that's another long story that, yeah. Let's just say, yeah. So we're just at a point now, I'm just at a point now where it's like, I feel like I just need to curl up into a ball and forget that the world even exists, because I don't know how to interact in it. People who said they would never leave have left, and I never required them to say that they wouldn't leave. I would never ask that of somebody, because that would require, in order to hold to that promise, it would require someone to endure things that they should not have to endure. And that's what staying no matter what means, is that no matter what it does to a person, that they'll stay there. And if it's killing a person, figuratively, not literally, well, sometimes I suppose it could be literal, but if it's really, you know, chewing up the insides of somebody, it's not a reason for people to stay. I just wish that people would say, you know, I can't handle this. It's way too intense. And yeah, it'll hurt and I'll react poorly at first, but I do come around because I understand. And even now, it still hurts thinking about the people who've had to leave for whatever reason. And I understand their reasons, and I don't begrudge them their reasons, even though I know a lot of people who just, that's all they do is begrudge people doing what's best for themselves instead of what's best for that person that's griping. And I don't want to be one of those people. I want to, at the very least, I want to have the understanding that people are trying to do whatever they need to do and that they have to exercise their own judgment, which means it may not make sense to me. It may not be something I even am capable of understanding ever, but that doesn't mean that I don't have to respect it, because I do. And I think that's where a lot of us get lost, is that we don't respect other people's autonomy. I fall into that trap because I'm impatient and insecure. So, you know, somebody says something and then, you know, a couple days later, I do or say something that goes against what they've said. And it's not that I'm trying to push boundaries and test and be a brat. It's just that I'm just looking for some sort of reassurance. And that's one way I went about it, which was usually not a very good way. I've been working on not making choices when I'm in those phases. Like the most recent emotional phase, I was seriously going to delete my Reddit when I got up the following morning. I just decided that because the whole emotional brouhaha that happened, and then attempting to find someone with whom I might be able to commiserate, or just, you know, someone to help me soothe my open wounds. Because, you know, it hurt. It was something, you know, I was emotionally attaching myself to a person and starting to care about someone on a deeper level and just like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, how are you feeling all right kind of thing. But actually just, you know, I really want to get to know this person. And then it just hit that brick wall and was gone. So it feels like something that was growing inside of you is just suddenly taken away with no measures taken to ensure that I'm going to be all right. You know, it's not like a surgery where you go in and, you know, you stitch and you cauterize and everything. And you pack things up. It's just like, nope, that's it, rip. And of course, you know, my guilty conscience and just, you know, because I want people to understand that I understand, I know that it's probably even worse for the other person for a number of reasons that don't really, what those reasons are don't really matter. What matters is that they're there. Let me try that again. What those reasons are doesn't really matter. What matters is that this person has those reasons and they should be respected. And so I respect that person's privacy. And I'm not going to talk about what any of those issues are, who the person is, any of that. But it's just when someone leaves a space, some community or, you know, a club or a team, and it's your fault. Well, I don't even want to say that it's my fault, because that implies intent to do so. And there was definitely no intent to do that at all. It was actually quite the opposite intent. When that happens, when someone leaves because of something that I did or did not do, or something I said or did not say, even, because sometimes it's just like something you don't say when someone thinks you should say something. But it's a really, really bad feeling, because I acknowledge that it hurts me, but even more so, something has been taken away from someone else, and I'm the one who's taken it away, so I don't really get to feel sorry for myself. And as a result, I've been having a hard time, especially since people have not been very receptive about me telling them the issue without explaining everything, because I want to respect the other person's privacy. I've basically had to process this on my own, and it's made me feel even more alienated, even more alone or lonesome, lonely, whatever, you know. But then I think, well, what about this other person and what it might have done to the other person? And then I feel guilty for thinking about myself at all. So I go back into that, I hate to use the cliche, but that vicious cycle where it's like, you know, okay, so I feel guilty for what I did, which makes it worse, which makes me do worse things, which make me feel guilty. And it's just this cycle that keeps going over and over and over and over as I just slide down the hill. And it's just, you know, losing people that I thought were my friends, people that I was interested in. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm interested in this person, I want to, you know, go have sex with this person, I want to, you know, date this person, because that's really, I don't really want to do that. And that's how this happened again, is I fell into that trap of not seeing it coming, thinking, oh, we're just talking, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, feelings, you know. And because this is, you know, there's only so far I can go at this point with anything, and that's not fair to someone else to get them involved and say, hey, I like you, you like me, but you know what? We can only go this far. So we're both going to be unfulfilled. It's going to be painful and it's going to be difficult, but hey. So I continue to beat myself up and not allow myself to mourn the loss that has happened. Like, even now I'm thinking about what I've done that has alienated these people, and I'm trying my best not to think about how it hurts me, because I don't want to wallow, because that's so easy for me to do, just wallow in it. Because my health concerns are so arduous, I guess is the best word. It's just so difficult for me to deal with that. And then you add in emotional difficulties and challenges. It's like, no, 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 and then no. I wouldn't ask for that. Now, role-playing GFE/BFE, fine, you know, just having fun with people and talking, and, you know, that's fine, and that's good, but I really have to keep my guard up so that I don't keep doing stupid shit like this. I'm not even really sure what the point of this rant is. The point of the rant is that I feel like shit for shit that I've done. Well, I feel like shit for what I've done. That sounds better. And it hurts, but it's hard for me to, obviously I can admit that, but to allow that is another matter entirely. It's like, yeah, it hurts, but I'm not allowing it to. Unless I throw myself into it, and then I start wallowing, and it gets worse, and I cycle into a depression, and I go way downhill, and it gets way worse. I'm so completely fucking lost right now, and I feel like I am out. I'm not on an island. I'm in another galaxy on a planet entirely by myself right now, is how I feel. Because I still have an elevated temperature. It's not as high as it was. It's under 100. It's like in the 99s, and my normal temperature is like in the 96s. I'm sorry, I didn't convert that. For those of you who use the sensible scale of metrics, Not like we who use the imperial system, which is like, oh, we have to memorize these, that, and that. It's not, it's a lot easier when it's decimal based. Anyway, base 10, right? Sorry, I don't want to go off on a tangent. If you are one of these people that I've upset, please talk to me and let me know what I've done to wrong you so that I have a hope. Even if I'm not ever going to talk to you again, even if you know, this is the last thing you ever hear from me, whatever, fine. Just let me know so that I can work on it, so I'm not going to be doing that to somebody else. Because I really, really want to be a good person. And no melodrama, no hyperbole. It's very difficult for me to be a good person. I used to have really high emotional intelligence, but I don't anymore. I'm having a hard time reading situations. I feel like I can't read people like I used to. Body language, it's like it's changed. I don't know. I feel like I'm speaking an ancient dialect and everyone else is speaking, you know, the up-to-the-minute, en vogue dialogue. So, I don't know. But that's my piece for whatever it's worth. I hope that this wasn't too hard to listen to. Hope it wasn't as hard to listen to as it was to record. I'm going to go post this and then, I don't know. I just don't want to let myself wallow again. I mean, if people are ghosting me, then they're just going to keep doing it and maybe someone will say why eventually. If not, then I guess life goes on somehow, some way. So if any of this is happening to you, feel free to come to me. My inbox is always open. I love to help. That's part of my inferiority complex, but we'll get into that another time. Thanks for listening.